This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The state says it's well on its way toward implementing an electronic system where patients, doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare providers across Georgia can access medical records. The goal is to improve efficiency and deliver better patient care. As WABE's Jim Burris tells us, the first phase is called Georgia Direct, and it's up and running.
When your doctor creates a medical record, it's often of the paper variety. So when you have to visit a lab or a specialist, for example, that information has to make it from point A to point B.
Today, a lot of that happens over the phone, through unsecure email, through fax.
And sometimes it doesn't happen at all, says Kelly Gonzalez. She's the health IT coordinator for Georgia. Gonzalez says the new Georgia Direct system gives medical providers a central, secure way to basically email patient information.
I'll go to my tool, to Georgia Direct, and I'll look for that specialist in the provider directory, and I'll send that over, basically the patient's information, the referral, and to that specialist that I know that's also on the network. And then when they receive it, they're able to open it up because they have the authorized access to do so.
About 2,100 healthcare providers across Georgia are now on the system. One of those is Emmanuel Medical Center, a 42-bed hospital in Swainsboro. David Flanders is the medical center's chief information officer.
Right now, we've used it to eliminate a lot of faxing and a lot of more difficult situations where we had to email patient information and we had to jump through hoops to make sure that it was encrypted and safe. And Georgia Direct provides that platform for us.
A federal stimulus grant funds the program, so it's free to providers. Georgia Direct is the first phase in a broader effort to create a statewide health information network. Medicity is the company behind the network. Based in Salt Lake City, Medicity also has a large office in Alpharetta. Rebecca Little is a senior VP with the company.
We really have seen quite an increase in the demand for the kinds of things that we do, really over the last 4 or 5 years, as standards for moving data around have improved. And the adoption of electronic systems inside of primarily physician offices have increased.
Little expects the trend to continue as parts of the Affordable Care Act take effect. Meanwhile, phase two of the state's health information network is scheduled to come online later this year. Jim Burris, WABE News.
And Jim Burris joins me now in the studio. Jim, this is not really a new idea. 8 years ago, right here in Atlanta, Newt Gingrich and Hillary Clinton appeared together. They were campaigning for a bill, a national bill, to create a digital health information network. So this idea has been kicking around for a while. But we are seeing phase one now here in Georgia.
Exactly.
So what are we going to see in phase two?
Well, phase two will allow providers to query information. So right now, Georgia Direct is an email system where users can push information to another user. But if you're a doctor and wanted to search the system for tests done outside of your office, well, that can't be done on one central system now. But phase two will give providers that capability and link numerous electronic record systems into one portal.
Of course, all of this costs money, but the health providers don't have to pay for it. So where's the money coming from?
A few years ago, as part of the president's stimulus plan, some $25 billion was set aside to help providers adopt electronic health records. But there's a big string attached. Those accepting the money must demonstrate what's known as meaningful use. We learned today that so far the feds have paid out $14.6 billion in meaningful use payments. So it's not enough to just have electronic records. Health providers must show they're making use of the technology to actually improve health.
So how do they do that?
As far as meeting that objective, there are 25 or so ways. One example could be e-prescribing. So no longer would you have to carry a paper prescription to a pharmacy. Another is what we're seeing right here in Georgia, linking electronic records. So by using Georgia's statewide health information network, physicians can demonstrate meaningful use. And then a final key component involves submitting quality data. So part of improving our health system involves holding providers accountable for their outcomes and making those outcomes public. And that's virtually impossible unless it's done electronically.
To be continued, WABE's Jim Burris, thanks for the update. This story is part of a partnership among WABE, NPR, and Kaiser Health News. And for more on this and other stories and interviews, you can visit our website, wabe.org.